Shimpei Aleph Siv Beis. Yeish Bittul Rishus Mechotzer Lechotzer. Person can be battled Rishus from one chotzer to another chotzer. Lo Yishno Shtei Chatzeres V'Pesel Bein Neyim Ve'Eruv Kol Achaz Li'atzma. Whether each one had a separate Eruv and they had a doorway between the two of them, so they can have a Shaykhs to one another. So one of the Chatzeres is Mevatel themselves to the other chotzer. Lo Yishno Eruv V'Yachad. Or they made one big Eruv between the two Chatzeres. Also, people from one chatzah could vatal the other chatzah as long as there's an entrance between the two. Kol kol achas levatal l'shus l'chaberto liyos muteres liyishtamish bo v'lohi. It's levatal l'shus to the other side, so the other side will be able to use his reshus. But the one who's levatal themselves, they cannot use it. Because as we learned before, if you have equal size, the one who's levatal cannot use it because he's not considered like an array after the other one. Lo yishno shtei chatzeh ozul lefnim izu. This is both in a case where you have chaseres one inside of the other and they didn't make an Erev, only the outside one made an Erev. So in such a case, we learned before that the inner ones that are always walking out on the outer ones are answering them. So in such a case, that the inner one can be vatal reshus, that he won't use the outer one and won't even go past it unless they need to go out of the house. In such a case, the outside won't be muteris. So here's the chiddush. Until that, we learn when you vatal reshus, all it means is you're not allowed to take things out of your house, otherwise you're negating your bittul. Here's mashma that they have to minimize the use of the outer chatzar also. They should only use it as a pathway to get out. In such circumstances, the bittul takes effect. Another case is they made an Erev, the inside and the outside, and they put the Erev on the outside one. One of the inside ones forgot to take part in the Erev. So he's mevatel the Erev because you need everybody to take part. He can mevatel the shus. He has to mevatel to both the people in his chotzer and in the outside chotzer. Tanish mevatel the shus of chol echem bnei apnimis v'gam v'chol echem bnei achitzo. You know, mevatel also mekulim l'torim. And once he's mevatel the shus, then he's also to take from his house into the chotzer, like we learned before, and they'll be mutter to use both chotzeres. And he was mevatel his house, and then they also be permitted to put and take out from his house.